Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Pele Yoyitz, Shin 190, and we'll be finishing Bez Hashem, the topic of Baina, of building, that we've been learning for the past few Shurim on Pele Yoyitz. And we have discussed that an Am Ha'aretz, which is generally referred to as an ignorant individual, why is referred to as an ignorant individual? That's because the Am Ha'aretz is the person who is working on the land, a man of the land. So people have only X amount of time in their life. If they're focusing on Olam Hazeh, on the land, this world, then they don't have time to be focusing on the Torah and the mitzvahs. The Pele Yoyitz tells us that it's the Am Ha'aretz who is the one who is Isaac in the Yishuv Ha'aretz, in the building of the houses, in the building process, generally speaking. Because the person who is involved and his focus is that of Torah, of mitzvahs, of Olam Haba, he's not going to be focusing on building things for the most part that will not acquire him Olam Haba. Let's just understand, what are we here for? Now, we're not just talking about a person who does it for parnasa, for a living. That's his business. That's what he does. Even the person who does it for parnasa, he has to make sure in his parnasa, in his time that he spends, he makes sure he has kaveh itim l'tayra. A few more points just to conclude over here. He says, if a person does have the financial capability of building and getting real estate, the Pele Yoyitz says, do so. If you have the ability to be successful in the real estate, do so. At the same time, make sure you focus on the ikr. The ikr is the ruchni is the spiritual growth. Now listen to what he says. He brings Gemara, famous Gemara in Bat Metzia. And we know everything is in the Gemara, everything is in the Torah. And the business advice is in the here as well. And the business advice says, sometimes unfortunately you hear stories that people lost tremendous amount of money because they invested almost all of their money, if not all their money, in one place. And the Gemara says, a person should divide his money into thirds. You put a third into one business, you put a third into real estate, and a third that you're accessible by it's in your bank, you could take it out whenever you need. Now, Rabbi Yisai, speak to a financial advisor. In fact, there's a very chashiv one that listens to our shiurim. I'm sure he's chuckling now as I mention this. Speak to a financial advisor. The Gemara is telling you a device. You have to know how to do it, apply it in a practical sense. But look at the next line, what he says over here. Look at the next line. And I want to give everybody a bracha. Everyone listen to the shiur now, in person, live recordings. I want to give you all a bracha. I want to give you a bracha that you should all be of the people that the Pele Yoyitz is talking about in the following sentence. Now listen to this. It's possible you can be a person that can be financially wealthy, you can be comfortable. And your tzidkos, your righteousness, will go on forever. What does it mean? What's the Pele Yoyitz talking about? You could be financially comfortable, wealthy, but your chesed, your righteousness goes on forever. You know what he's talking about? He says, gives an example. Imagine a person has real estate and he owns apartment buildings. He owns houses. And he knows that there's a person who can't afford it so much and he gives him a tremendous discount. Or he knows there's a Talmud Chacham who doesn't make a lot of money. He's busy supporting the world. And he gives them tremendous discount. And I want to tell you, I know somebody who first falls in that first category of the example I gave, where he owned apartment buildings and he let a Talmud Chacham live there free of charge. Free of charge. Why? Because he had the schus to support the Talmud Chacham in the Torah. He grabbed the opportunity. I know another story where a person had a house. He sold a house to someone. The person who bought the house says to me, he said to me like this. He said, I did the math. The one who sold me the house, I don't think he made any money on it. He could have made double, triple on the price he charged me. And Rabbi, I want to tell you something. He's a regular person. You'd walk down the street, you would never know that this individual, the second story, is somebody you might know. You might even know who the person is. He looks like a regular person just like us. He doesn't have long payas coming down his face. He doesn't wear an up hat. He's not in the kubul. He's a person who understands what does it mean to do chesed. And that's the bracha I gave each and every one of you. We should all be zeiche, that you should be financially capable of doing a maisa of chesed like this with other people. It says your actions will last forever. In conclusion of this topic, he says, you should choose for yourself who are you going to rent the house to? Who are you going to rent the house to? And he suggests over here, rent the house to a person who is going to be doing mice and toivim in your house. If you had an opportunity to rent the house to a ben toira, mishpachas ben toira, b'nei toira, they're going to learn there, do chesed there. So it's going to elevate. It's going to elevate the kedusha of the house, the walls of the house. And who gets all the schar? Who gets the schus for that? You. You have an opportunity to help out another yid. He says specifically, and even if you make less on it. Now once again, if you can afford to do something like this, he says over here, you'll get maybe less here in this world. But your reward will be much greater than reward of money. You'll get so much reward, says the Pelioids, for renting out that house to that individual who's going to do chesed, who's going to learn Torah, and living in your house.